So coming up tomorrow night, you've got an opportunity to sleep out in the Hunter Valley cold, which has been bitter recently, but there's an excellent reason to do it. And joining us from Upper Hunter Homeless is Marina. Marina Lee Warner, how are we doing?
I'm great, thanks, Andrew. How are you?
Hey, not too bad, thank you very much. So the Vinnie's Community Sleep Out, the annual sleep out, is on tomorrow night. It's an opportunity for people to do their bit to help.
That's right. It's our big fundraiser of the year to assist St Vincent de Paul and the great work that they do in the local area, and also for Upper Hunter Homeless support as well. So the two organisations work very closely to support people who are doing it tough in the Upper Hunter.
And where's it going to be located this year?
So it's going to be at our premises, which is 3 Wilkinson Avenue, Musselbrook. So
On the green?
Yeah. Yes, not on the side that the croquet ladies use.
No, God no.
But on the other side. Yep. Yeah. So they can sleep out. I personally will just be bunking down on the floor. The point of having the sleep out is just going without your bed for that night. Just knowing what it's like not to have that comfortable bed for the night.
Yeah, that's true. It's certainly something that the vast majority of people haven't been through and certainly shouldn't have to. But there are a number of people around the valley that is their experience.
And look, the way things are looking at the moment, we've never been busier. Everyone's aware that we've got this rental crisis going on. Mm. I would say that we all know somebody who is going through a difficult time.
Yeah, right.
That's my feeling.
Yeah,
a bit like that 2 degrees of separation. We all know somebody now who's affected by the housing squeeze.
All right. So on the evening, a part of it has always been the auctions. You've got the online auctions involved.
Yes.
What have you got on offer?
Ah, so we've got some fantastic things on offer. We've got a Knights jersey.
Wow.
And that's signed by the whole team. So that's going to be up for auction. RMS Services is a great supporter of the sleep out. And this year they've donated a washing machine that's valued at, I think, just over $2,300. And they'll install that.
Installation itself should be worth
something. The installation itself is worth it.
Yeah.
And look, Pacific Furniture, Think Solutions, the Remington, all sorts of businesses around town have just been so incredibly generous, and they've donated vouchers, breakfasts, dinners. It's going to be a great auction, so we want everyone to join in.
There has been, as you say, there's a lot of very generous businesses around here. I dare say you just had to ask and they all came up with something?
Yes, absolutely. No one has knocked us back, so it's just been phenomenal. So we want So people who, they don't necessarily have to be at the premises to join in. They can join in by going to our Facebook page, which is Vinnie's Community Sleep Out. And we have Luke McTaggart, who is a local auctioneer. He's going to be running the auction.
Right.
And then there's going to be some spotters.
Okay.
And also someone also watching the stream
Online.
Facebook
to make sure
that nobody misses out.
Well, so many people are going to want to get down there because what are you saying? The auctions are going to be what time on the evening?
About 7:45. You know, once your dinner's over and you've got the kids in bed perhaps and you can sit down and enjoy the online auction. So we're going to start assembling that at 7:45. So you can either come down to 3 Wilkinson Avenue if you don't want to miss out on some of the fantastic things that are on offer. Otherwise, join us on the Facebook page.
And if anybody would like to be a part of it, do they need tickets or something?
Well, what you can do is you can just turn up on the night and the Red Cross are running a soup kitchen, so you will get
soup.
You know, a lovely cup of soup, as much soup as you like, and some bread rolls, and they usually have a lovely, yummy dessert to go with it.
I have had the soup before at the Vinnie Sleep Out. It's not to be missed.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Or you can go and buy, if you just want to donate towards it, go on to Sticky Tickets and just put in Musselbrook and the Vinnie's Community Sleep Out will pop up and you can donate that way. So you can just buy a ticket for whatever, you know, dollars worth that you want to spend.
Yeah, right. So it's a two-pronged approach. One is to reinforce what it's like for people to be sleeping out if they're homeless, but also to fundraise for Vinnie's and, of course, for you guys as well.
Yeah. So on that night of the year, so June the 23rd, it's the shortest day of the year. it's probably going to be the coldest night of the year, the way things are.
Coldest night of the year, my experience. It was, yeah.
And it's the night that all the CEO sleepouts are being held as well.
Yeah, okay. Well, be a part of it. That is, of course, tomorrow night, the Vinnie's Community Sleepout. That address again, Marina?
Is 3 Wilkinson Avenue, Musselbrook. So we're next to the Aquatic Centre now. We've got a great facility there. Plenty of space for you to pitch your tent, roll out your swag, and come and join us for the night. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And if you want to find out more details, I would encourage you to go to the Facebook page, Vinnie's Community Sleepout Musselbrook, and all the information is there.
Thank you, Andrew.
Marina, thank you very much for joining us. Good luck.
Great. Thank you.